It's hard to believe. I mean, I've raised it on your air for the last number of years, a concern I had about people travelling to their work in Letterkenny, and the concerns I had at the proposed roadworks. But only on Friday last, I spent probably the guts of an hour in the Public Service Centre in Letterkenny meeting with the representatives of Irish Water, and went through the whole proposed roadworks and the concerns I had, because the night works, to be fair, I thought was working okay. But I had huge concerns about starting the day work, and business people had been on to me in Letterkenny about the concerns they had about the proposed works. I was assured on Friday, which is not that long ago altogether, that there was two lanes coming into the town in the morning, and between 12 and 1 in the middle of the day, they would switch the two lanes to outbound traffic to work with the traffic volumes that were there. I was shocked this morning when I came out the road at about 8:15 to see there was only one lane in. And I mean, this has been an absolute nightmare for people travelling to their work this morning.
There's no traffic management. Because what happens is the left lanes, the left lane from Ballybuffet fills up, the right lane, and they've even got a roadwork sign sticking out going down from Lurgy Brack, which actually stops left lanes queuing randomly. I don't know why they've done that. But when that left lane fills up and then the right lane in from the Derry direction fills up, what happens is traffic then starts switching to another lane. It's human nature, I suppose. We shouldn't do it, but people do. And what you have then is four lanes of traffic effectively sitting on a roundabout trying to get into one lane, and no traffic management, at least from what I've been told or what I've seen, at that entrance point into the roadworks.
No, I mean, whoever has responsibility for what happened this morning, they must come on the airwaves and tell the public exactly what's going on or who's responsible for it. Because Irish Water have been very good at the PR to date, and they have made people available to you to talk about this and how well it was going to work and how well they had thought it out. But I mean, I spent over an hour with them on Friday, and they were all around the table telling me the great plan they had in place. But you know, on the first morning, there was no plan in place, and the whole thing was a nightmare for people travelling from different parts of the county coming to Letterkenny for their work. And as you say, there was no plan in place. I mean, it shows the huge disconnect between the people at the higher end of Irish Water and traffic management plan and the roadworks to see that this happened this morning and the first morning. And this confirms the fears that I had about how this was going to be managed.
I mean, it's quite concerning that work hasn't actually even begun as such. It's just cones being put out. And we've had contact from listeners who were queued up past Lurgy Brack School. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, I've been talking to so many people this morning. I mean, people that, you know, had to leave their children out and with babysitters and trying to go to their work. And so many people have been late. And this caused an awful lot of unnecessary stress for so many people this morning. And I think the people responsible for this morning owe it to the public to come on Highland Radio and tell the listeners exactly who's responsible for this, what went wrong, and what they intend to do to address this going forward. Because, Greg, in the last 10 minutes or so, they have started now to pull the cones away from the road. Obviously, at this stage, I have made some phone calls earlier this morning to senior management in the council to ask who's responsible for this, and now they're starting to remove the cones to allow the traffic to get into the town. But at the same time, somebody has to take some responsibility for this, and we need to know exactly what's going to happen tomorrow morning and the next morning, because the huge concern I've had about this was exactly what happened this morning. And I always believed that it was unnecessary, because you know, we need to be serious about the huge volumes of traffic that go on that road on a daily basis. We're told that there's 35,000 to 40,000 vehicles travelling that road every day. So I think we need to be careful and manage how we manage that traffic, because people are going to their work. They can't afford to be late for their work, and there's so many journeys that has to be made to so many employment centres in this whole area.
There's work, of course, then starting, isn't it, Pierce Road next week?
Pierce Road next week, and that was part of the reason why I was in to meet them as well, because the business people in that area of town are concerned as to how that's going to be managed. What happens here, Greg, is we have people who are managing the infrastructure project, and it all has to be welcome, but they have to take into consideration the impact that it might have on businesses, and they also have to take consideration into how it's going to be managed for the traffic user as well. And I feel there's a bit of a disconnect between the people making the decisions and the road users as well. And I pleaded with them on Friday to give that more thought and to engage directly with the business people in the different areas, because that's vitally important And to date, we haven't seen that. But again, I would like to hear someone from Irish Water, and we've heard them on your show on numerous occasions in the past.
Well, we've the calls in, obviously, so we're hoping to make contact. But carry on with your point there.
Because I think for so many people to experience the delays they experienced this morning flies in the face of everything that they said they were going to do on the very first morning of it. And, you know, it's disappointing. But again, it confirms the concerns I've had all along. I have huge concerns, and that's why I met them on Friday, as to how they're going to manage it. So somebody has to answer for what's going on here, as a matter of urgency, because I think that people know that.